Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From CBS News, this is The Takeout with Major Garrett.
Welcome to your Tuesday Takeout Outtake Especial. I'm Major Garrett. We're at Il Canale in Georgetown, fabulous Italian restaurant. I've just polished off one of the best meat lovers pizzas I've ever had in my life. Our special guest, Jonah Mendez. CIA for 25 years, her last posting there, Head of Disguise. She was married to Tony Mendez. If you have any familiarity at all with the movie Argo, you will remember, possibly. He was the key exfiltrator in that movie. We're going to talk a little bit about that movie, but I want to ask you just a general question. Sometimes we get heavily involved in politics here. This is not an episode for that, but I want to give you an opportunity. And if you don't want to take it, just say so. But if you want to say anything about this particular president's relationship to the intelligence community, you have the floor.
Wow. You know, when I speak from a podium and take questions, I tell them I don't want to do politics. I tell them, though, that if I was out with you and we both had a drink in our hand, I'd be happy to have that conversation because I do have particular points of view. I think the president of the United States set the wrong tone. He set the wrong tone at the CIA. I think it was his first day on the job. He went out. He gave a speech in the most sacred place in that campus. It's a huge campus. In front of the stars representing all these people that have died, CIA officers who have died, some of who still cannot be named because of various security considerations. And he was talking about the size of his inauguration crowd, which he continues even today talking about. I think the intelligence community got a heads up that day, if they didn't know it already, that this was not going to be their president. But then I have to say in the same breath that on many levels, on the working levels, and even going up at the CIA, it doesn't really matter who is the president. It never has. The work continues to be done. The collection continues to be done. The programs and the targets that we're collecting against are not set by the president. They're set at lower levels. They are unanimous. So,
forgive me for interrupting, and correct me if I'm wrong, at a certain level, operationally, it's important that the president not know a lot of the granular details for a couple of reasons. Deniability and to not get into your business.
Typically, they don't know. In the movie Argo, Tony actually got a cable from Jimmy Carter that said, good luck, Godspeed. He said in his career, it's the first time ever that he knows of that a president operationally said a word.
And that's true from the movie. That actually happened.
That actually happened. But what's going on now is it's not just picking around the edges, and it's not just ignoring the assessments. It is now saying, I don't want to read the assessments. I don't want to read the assessments. Where this is going is scaring me to death. The intelligence community, they don't care who's president. But if what they're collecting is not even being read, not even being measured, if good people like John Brennan and Dan Coats are being run out of office, the FBI is being cut back. I mean, it does not bode well. And that's about where I'd want to leave it.
But Understood. I
want
to get to the floor, and there you had it. We have three questions we ask all of our guests. I've seen in previous interviews that you mentioned that you're not a big movie or TV watcher, so go in whatever direction you want on one of these questions, but we ask all of our guests the same three. One of the most influential books in your life. If you're on a long flight or a long drive, what kind of music, artist, or genre are you most likely to listen to? And if you have a favorite movie, let us know.
Wow. Okay. Favorite movie. Favorite movie of all time. Argo.
There you go.
Tony, I'm looking out for you, Tony. You know, we don't watch many spy themed TV shows or movies. We typically don't like it. It's actually irritating because it's not right. I liked The Americans very much on TV.
Okay.
I thought that was...
pretty close?
Close to the bone. It was a Soviet couple, but it was life in a household where nothing was what it seemed to be, and the kids were picking up on it, and it just... That was good.
That felt good. Okay, solid. Representational. Okay.
Yeah.
Book?
Well, my most recent book would have been Red Sparrow.
Mm-hmm.
But not to be confused with the movie.
Right.
I know J.J. Matthews. I never dreamed he was a writer. The book was just a revelation. And his scenes in that book, on the street, working as an intelligence officer, just transported me. I thought, he's brilliant. That's part of a trilogy, as a matter of fact. The movie didn't take anything of that into the movie itself. I was really disappointed with the movie. But I did meet Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay, there you go.
And she was lovely.
Yeah, there are high sides in life, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
And music. What kind of music do you like?
Tony and I, for 20-some years, worked with the Princess Cecilia de' Medici, presenting American pianists in Europe, where she had a chateau. Every summer, we went to Europe. We would take cellos, baritones, sopranos, violins, and we'd go to Europe and do concerts. And then every autumn, we'd pick two or three of those, and we'd take them to Carnegie Hall for three nights of concerts. So classical music and piano music is very high on my list.
Mm-hmm. Is there a particular piece of classical music you find transcendent?
No, not transcendent, but just as a category, I'm always... entertained is the wrong word. I can disappear into
right.
a lot of that music.
That's what the best music does,
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
In some of the reviews of Argo, it was mentioned that the Canadians did not get due credit for some of the original ideas and concepts. True?
You know, the Canadians were upset about that movie. I don't know if it was for concepts. I think the criticism that I heard, and we heard the criticism, was that they didn't think that the Canadians received the honor they deserved for risking their lives, which they basically did. Had those house guests been discovered in the Canadians' care, diplomats or not, because the Iranian Revolution didn't care if you were a diplomat. They didn't care what you were. If they thought you were helping spies, they were going to arrest you. It would have gone very, very badly. So Ken Taylor, who was the ambassador, we believe was a hero. And if you read the book Argo, you would see that every five pages, Tony is calling it out, what they did, larger than life. We knew Ken Taylor. We went up to New York when he passed. We heard all the stories from his friends. Turns out we only knew a little piece of Ken Taylor. He was a larger-than-life man who will always be remembered. The Canadians, though, after the actual events of rescuing those house guests, we asked Ken Taylor to step forward and take credit, and he did. He said this was a Canadian operation. He did that because if the Iranians thought it was a CIA operation, it was just more gasoline on the fire. So he did what we asked. He became the hero. There was a ticker tape parade for him in New York. He became an American citizen. He became rich and famous. And that was fine. That was fine. When the CIA decided to take the story back,
okay.
They didn't, to my knowledge, they did not run that by the Canadians. They just put it out there.
Right.
And I think Ken Taylor was embarrassed. I think the Canadians were ticked off that they'd been lied to all those years. It just, this turmoil started.
Right.
And when the movie came out, they weren't going to be happy. I know that Ben Affleck had Ken Taylor in, did some interviews with him. I know the interviews appeared publicly, probably in Canada, maybe other places. It was a Warner Brothers sort of issue that they they had to resolve with Ken Taylor. Mm-hmm. We thought they were treated fairly.
Right.
Canadians did not think they were treated fairly.
It is, in every way, shape, and form, folks, a terrific movie. Whatever your orientation on that particular issue, as a piece of movie making, it's sensational. Great cast. Ben Affleck is great. John Goodman is spectacular. Alan Arkin is great. And all those who play the house guests are incredibly believable. You feel their sense of trauma and you feel their sense of fear. It's gripping. It's a great movie. Jonah, it's been so spectacular to have you as our guest and our conversationalist. Thank you so much. Please keep in touch. Folks, we'll be back next week. I'm Major Garrett. This has been your Tuesday Takeout Outtake Especial.
New episodes of The Takeout are available Friday mornings wherever you get your podcasts. The Takeout is produced by Arden Farin, Katiana Krachenko, Jamie Benson, Sarah Cook, and Ellie Watson. CBSN production by Alex Zuckerman, Eric Susanen, and Grace Seegers. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Takeout Podcast. That's at Takeout Podcast. And for more, visit takeoutpodcast.com. The Takeout is a production of CBS News Radio.
If you like The Takeout, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.